This little candy store popped up in my small town practically overnight. The lease sign disappeared one day, and before I knew it, the Candyman's confectionery was in its place. It was made to look very inviting, laid out like a quaint little cottage. An ornate emerald green door gave way to a brightly lit shop. Tall plastic tubes filled with all kinds of candy lined the walls, spilling down into little drawers with red knobs on the top. You grab your sparkly pink bag and proceed to walk through, scooping up treats as you go. You pay by the pound, and people don't seem to care. They would leave the shop in droves, carrying bags and bags of candy, even stuffing them under their arms. The place was packed from the time it opened till the time it closed, and all of it seemed weird to me, right from the start. I mean, I like candy as much as the next person, but the way people poured in and out of that place, taking so much candy with them, was strange. And that wasn't even the strangest part. The strangest part was the only people buying the candy were the adults. Every time a kid walked in there, they came out with nothing. Nothing. When was the last time you saw a kid leave a candy store with no candy? I asked a few of them, my curiosity overtaking me. They would always look dazed when they walked out, like they were waking up from a nap. They would look towards the store, then back at me. I swear for a second you could see this look of terror cross over their face. But before you knew it, it was gone and replaced with a calm and complacent look. They would tell me things like the candy tasted bad or they just weren't in the mood for candy. Not in the mood for candy? One kid said to me, "There's no candy in there." It creeped me out. I didn't want to go inside. I shuddered at the very thought, because there was something in there that creeped me out even more than the shop. And that was the owner, Mr. Withers, the Candyman. Ooh, that guy gave me the creeps. To everybody else, though, he was a benevolent shopkeeper. He wore the same thing every day, a crisp, white button-down shirt, red and white candy cane striped suspenders, and tan slacks. His eyes were dark, with a warmth and softness to them that made me understand why the whole town had fallen in love with him. But it was his smile, something about that smile, that made my skin crawl. I would see him every morning on my way to work. It was a small town, and work wasn't very far, so I rode my bike most days. I passed by every day and watched as he would sweep the doorstep or adjust the sign. He would always turn around and look at me and say hi, his face breaking out into a wide, cheerful grin. "Good morning, Flynn!" he would yell and wave. I would reluctantly wave back to him, the whole time thinking, how did he know my name? I had never set foot in his store or spoken to him since he arrived. But like I said, it was a small town and everybody knew me. He probably asked and they told him. I mean, we had our share of busybodies. Oh, my friends were all taken with him, too. "I don't know why you haven't been in there yet. It's such a cute little place. And the candy is so yummy. Plus, Mr. Withers is super hot. Yeah, I'd let him pop my rocks any day," they would say and then giggle like schoolgirls. I would roll my eyes and keep walking. They would yell, "Are you sure you don't want to come in with us?" I would look back at them, flash them a thumbs up, and keep walking. Whatever it was that was going on in there, I didn't want to be a part of it, so I kept my distance as much as possible. But little did I know, I was going to be in there a lot sooner than I wanted to be, and Mr. Withers was going to have me under his spell. It was the day of the annual fall ball, usually held between the end of September and the beginning of October. It was for the town to welcome in the autumn season and bring on the Halloween festivities. And this year they decided to make it a costume ball. I was so excited. My friends and I were going as the Wizard of Oz, and I got to be Dorothy. And the best part about the whole thing? Mr. Withers wasn't going to be able to go. It was the best news I had heard from my friends all day. They were chatting about it while we were at lunch, lamenting at how they weren't going to see Mr. Withers in a sexy costume. "I heard he was going to dress up as Gary Oldman's Dracula," my friend Laura said. The other girls groaned and I couldn't help but smile. Gary Oldman's Dracula was a good one, but he wasn't going to be there, which was enough to make me happy. We finished lunch and headed home. The town had been transformed. Glittering lights sparkled in the trees and stretched all the way down to the end of the street, lighting it, giving everyone their own little spotlight. A trio of musicians played music in the central courtyard, and the town did not disappoint. Everyone was in costume. We saw it all. Monsters and superheroes, aliens and princesses, knights and Pokemon characters. Our Wizard of Oz group was already a huge hit, and I was so glad we picked it. I took a deep breath. The chill of fall was settling in. The night was perfect. All of a sudden, Laura got a text on her phone. It was our Wicked Witch, almost in tears because her boyfriend, who was playing the Tin Man, was threatening not to go if he didn't have an oil can. I scoffed. "Is he serious?" I said sarcastically. I rolled my eyes at the phone. "Oh my God, nobody is going to care if he isn't carrying an oil can. They'll know who he is." Another text came through. I read it. "Mr. Withers has an oil can. He said we can borrow it." I looked up at them. "Okay, who's going to get the oil can from Mr. Withers?" I said. They looked back at me with pleading looks. "Oh, come on, Flynn. Our boyfriends are already in there waiting for us to go inside. You're not with anybody. Come on. Please go get it from Mr. Withers. Please." I sigh loudly and mumble. "Fine." They squeal and both hug me, then tell me to text them when I get back and they'll come out and meet me. "And don't get lost in the shop with Mr. Withers. Wink, wink." They yell back to me as I walk away. I roll my eyes and start walking down the street, the lights illuminating the way. It's not far, but almost everyone is cleared out to move inside for the ball. The street is quiet as I walk along. My hair is in low pigtails, my little blue dress swaying as I walk, and my ruby red slippers shimmering and sparkling under the lights. As I get closer to the shop, I can see the sign still lit up. "The Candyman's Confectionery," I murmur softly. I take a deep breath and walk up to the door. "Okay. You can do this. Just take the oil can and go. Don't even go inside. Just take it, say thank you, and leave." I knock softly on the emerald green door, hoping maybe he won't answer and I can just go back to the ball. But before I can finish that thought, he's opening the door. He looks down, then slowly up until he reaches my face, and that wide, cheerful grin appears. But his voice sounds deeper than before. "Is that you, Flynn? My God, you look absolutely gorgeous as Dorothy Gale." I can feel my face flush in embarrassment, and he quickly opens the door all the way and gestures inside. "Won't you please come in?" he says. I hesitate. I had told myself before not to go inside, but I was already forgetting why. I looked at Mr. Withers. He seemed harmless enough. I mean, he was doing us a favor, right? He didn't have to. Who was I to judge? And my friends were right. He was good looking. Better looking than I remember. The few top buttons of his white shirt were unbuttoned, revealing his chest underneath. And his candy cane striped suspenders were off his shoulders, hanging at his sides. I stepped in through the doorway and into the shop. There was candy everywhere, and boxes of it still laying on the ground. He apologized for the mess and said to follow him back to where his office was. He said he had the oil can in a drawer in his desk. I hesitated again. The oil can! That's why I was here. I was supposed to get the oil can and leave. I wasn't even supposed to be in here. Now here I was walking further back into the shop with Mr. Withers. As if sensing my hesitation, he walked back towards me. He seemed bigger now. Or maybe it was just dark back here and I couldn't see well. He came up behind me and put his hands on my shoulders. "I'm sorry it's so dark in here. Let me help you." I nod silently and start walking with him, letting him lead the way. He leans down close to my ear as we walk. "You know, in the original story of the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy wore silver slippers, not ruby ones." His voice was so deep and soothing, it was filling my head and making me feel dizzy. I mumbled something about knowing that already. He chuckled softly. "Of course you already knew that, Flynn. You're very clever. Clever enough to stay away from me for as long as you did. The words are swirling in my head. I look up at him as he walks us to his office door. Were his eyes always that dark? He opens the door and leads me in. It's more of a study than an office. Two large bookcases out on the back wall. His desk was short but wide, with a little lamp next to it, giving off a soft glow. The rest of the room was lit by candlelight. He positioned himself so I was between him and the desk. Then, he put his hands on my waist and lifted me up on the desk until I was sitting on the edge, and he was standing in front of me. I felt sleepy, like I was in a daze.
Shh, shh. Why don't you have a piece of candy? He said.
I nod my head and he pulls a piece out of his pocket.
This one is especially good. Blue raspberry. Your favorite flavor.
I take the candy and put it in my mouth. He looks down at me.
Now suck on it real good, he says.
I start to suck the candy and it tastes amazing. I am overcome with happiness and manic glee. This candy is so good. I start to lay back on the desk and I can't stop talking about the candy. I don't even realize I'm laying fully down until he comes over and places a small pillow under my head. The candy has made me so relaxed I can barely move. He starts to walk back over to face me.
I'm glad you like it, he says.
He starts to lift my dress up.
The candy serves a very important purpose.
He grabs the elastic of my panties and slowly starts to pull them off of me.
You see, Flynn, I have very special needs.
He's moving my panties down my legs as he talks.
This town was the perfect place for me to feed, full of people desperately needing to come.
He pulls the underwear up over my ruby slippers and drops them on the ground. Then he sits down in the chair right in front of me and spreads my legs back open.
He sighs. The simple explanation is, the candy relaxes people, makes them feel good. And when they feel good, they come a lot.
He lifts my dress up again so that I'm exposed to him. I'm so relaxed I can barely hear him.
He moves in closer to me. I need their orgasms, Flynn. I need their sexual energy. It keeps me satiated. It keeps me alive.
Suddenly, he is over me, looking into my eyes.
But there is one orgasm in this town I haven't had yet. Yours.
He sits back down in the chair and moves in real close. I can feel his breath on my skin.
I'm going to make you come tonight, Flynn. Over and over till I'm full. Until I'm satisfied.
He flattens his tongue and takes a long lick from the bottom of my slit all the way to the top.
I moan and he whispers, trick or treat.